The otter had to stifle his laughter as Nimbalo impersonated the hedgehog.
Spook is mine since infancy. Can you imagine that? And when he was an og babe, sitting up in cradle and spouting away like that. I say, great auntie Lottery, frazzle me up a measured portion of the old oatmeal porridge in a pan, but make certain the fire is at the correct temperature, Willie.
Oh, yes.
Robald had now fallen far behind.
I say,
he called,
would you kindly do me the courtesy of accommodating your pace to mine? I feel distinctly breathless.
Then stow the gab, you old windbag,
Nimbalo shouted back.
Button up your mouth and let your paws do the work. We ain't stopping for you.
Robald broke into a scurrying waddle and caught them up.
Point taken. I am suitably chastened, and from here on in my lips shall remain sealed. Thank you for your comments, friend Nimbalo.
Hot and dusty, they arrived at the fringe of the sheltering trees, entering gratefully into the cool shade of woodlands, dappled by the noontide sun. Robald was about to sit on the moss beneath a broad-spreading oak when Tag hauled him back onto his paws.
If you're worried about Aunt Lollery, there's no time to rest. Which way do we go now?
Robald gestured with weary resignation.
You are right, of course, friend Tag. Over that way. The stream grows quite broad there where it joins the river. In a moment or two of walking, you'll hear the water. Sounds extremely soothing to one's nerves after crossing the exposed flatlands.
He was right. Within the space of a short walk, they reached the point where river met stream. Laburnum, willow and spindle trees trailed their drooping branches gracefully into the placid dark waters of a calm inlet. Robald quickened his pace and hurried out onto a spur dotted with cranberry, watermint and flowering rush. A huge raft was moored there, which seemed to upset Robald. He jumped up and down, stamping his paws.
No! Why did I pick the same time to visit those confounded dillypins?
Tag raced to join the hedgehog.
Robald, what is it? Has something happened to your nurse?
The hedgehog pointed an accusing paw at the raft.
Don't you see? It's those uncouth ignoramuses. Those great spiked louts! The dillypins, I mean!
His rantings were cut short as a small, rough-looking hog babe emerged from the shrubbery behind him and whacked Robald's footpaw with a little club. He hopped about in agony as the hog babe threw back his head and went into gales of gruff laughter.
Got you that time, Uncle Robald!
The babe brandished his club and went after Nimbalo's paws. Tag picked him up in one paw and took his club away.
Where's your mum and dad? Quick, before I eat you.
The hog babe showed no fear, merely pointing along the stream.
Down there, he eating up Lollery's pancakes. I'll show you. Let me down.